Canada Day is back. Thousands of people lined Mississauga Street and Centennial Drive today, many wearing red and waving Canada flags while they cheered for the Orillia Shriners cars, bagpipers, and various other participants in Orillia's first Canada Day celebration since 2019. The celebrations kicked off at 8 a.m. with a pancake breakfast and family fun activities running throughout the entire day until the main event, a fireworks show at dusk. Donna Woodward and her twin grandsons, Jackson and Avery, were among those creating Canada Day crafts in the Children's Village this morning. "I'm enjoying being with the kids and seeing them be happy," Woodward said. "There is a lot to do here, which is nice after the 2 years we just had." Woodward says she and her grandsons enjoyed the pancake breakfast this morning, noting it was delicious as usual. Roaming around the park today is Waldo W. Wowser the Clown, a.k.a. Kevin Scharf. "It's going to be a fun day," he said. "I love being around and interacting with people." It's Scharf's first time volunteering as a clown as part of Civic Canada Day festivities. "Everybody is super happy and friendly," he said. "Even though the weather is kind of iffy, everybody seems to be in a good mood." Scharf participated in the parade this afternoon, which was the highlight of his day so far. "The fireworks tonight are going to be fantastic, too," he predicted. "I love seeing happy people on a day when we need to be happy." Scharf says he missed Canada Day celebrations greatly during the pandemic, which forced the cancellation of the popular event the past 2 summers. "It was really hard. Being apart was tough but necessary, and I'm glad that we are back." Mike McLaughlin, an executive member of Orillia's Canada Day committee, says people seem to be enjoying the festivities today after missing out the past 2 years. "People even showed up during the rain this morning to enjoy the pancake breakfast," he said. "It was probably one of the best attended pancake breakfasts that we've ever had." McLaughlin says he and the committee are extremely impressed with how many people are down at the park today, not only to attend the event but to also lend a hand as volunteers. "I can't thank Orillia Matters enough for putting out the call for help yesterday," he said. "The community responded, and I think that is one of the best parts about living in a town like Orillia." McLaughlin says the atmosphere in the park today is positive and exciting. "There are so many people down here today wearing red and white," he said. "It's amazing to see." The Children's Village with free inflatable attractions continues today until 4 p.m. Food and craft vendors will be set up until 11 p.m. The Midway runs until 10:30 p.m., as does the beer garden, and the fireworks show is expected to get underway around 10 p.m.